All this week, we're profiling candidates for Congress in Central and Northern New York. And today, we turn to the candidates running for Central New York's 24th Congressional District. The district represents all of Onondaga, Cayuga, and Wayne counties and the western part of Oswego County. The race pits a political neophyte against a perennial political candidate. Former federal prosecutor and Republican John Katko has never run for office, while his Democratic opponent, Congressman Dan Maffei, is in his fifth congressional race. What makes them run? WRVO looks at what drives them both. First, our Ryan Delaney reports on Dan Maffei.
Dan Maffei has spent the better part of the last decade running for Congress. He's lost one, and now at 46 years old, he's running for re-election. Maffei grew up in the 24th Congressional District's epicenter, Syracuse, in the city's Westcott neighborhood. He spent his early adult life as a local TV reporter and then congressional staff member. He would make the switch from staffer to politician when he decided to run against longtime Republican Congressman Jim Walsh in 2006. Childhood friend Bruce Andrews says Maffei called one day and asked him to lunch.
And he actually said to me, Jim Walsh isn't doing a good job representing our home district. Someone should go and run against him. And he said, one of us should do it. And I said, Dan, I think you should do it.
Maffei recalled his motivations for running the first time in an interview with WRVO's Campbell Conversations.
But I just really felt that we needed a change and that President Bush's policies had taken us down the wrong road. And Congressman Walsh, for whatever political or personal reasons, felt he had to continue supporting them. And
Maffei fell 3,000 votes short of upsetting Walsh. But then Walsh retired 2 years later, and Maffei mounted a second campaign. He won, thanks in part to strong Democratic voter turnout in support of Barack Obama's first presidential run. But Maffei would only serve one term. He lost by 648 votes to conservative Republican Anne Marie Burkle in a very close race that drew last-minute national attention. Maffei went into hibernation after that. 4 months after Election Day, he gave his first interview to WRVO. He wouldn't commit to another run for Congress just yet.
You know, I took the loss very hard, and maybe too hard. Maybe people who take it to heart too much shouldn't be in this game.
Maffei squared off again with Burkle. It became one of the most expensive and contentious races the region has ever seen. In 2012, with President Obama up for re-election, Maffei was able to reclaim his spot in the House of Representatives. Needing President Obama on the ballot has showed Maffei's inability to rally Democratic voters in Central New York. He's been criticized again this year for running a negative campaign against a new Republican challenger, former federal prosecutor John Katko. Vice President Joe Biden and former President Bill Clinton have both stumped for Maffei in the campaign's final days.
And whether we're going to grow and go forward together under Dan Maffei, we will. Re-elect him. Thank you.
But Obama won't be on the ballot Tuesday, so voter turnout will be up to Maffei. Fellow elected Democrats, supporters, and party strategists describe Maffei as a policy and issues-driven lawmaker, more than a backslapping politician. That has at times caused Maffei to come off as more nerdy than cordial or personable. State Assemblyman Bill Magnarelli disputes that.
I would go along with Dan coming across a little nerdy at times, but I don't think he's aloof, especially when you meet him. He's very warm and listens to people.
Maffei, for his part, admits a nerdy side. Supporters describe him as someone who works hard and is an advocate for Central New Yorkers. Dr. Dennis Nave, president of the Greater Syracuse Labor Council, says Maffei's in and out of office streak has left him weaker than his predecessor.
And in all honesty, I think it definitely hurt his influence. He probably didn't get the seniority in Congress we would have hoped for.
Several other Central New York Democrats, both in office and recently out, were reluctant to discuss Maffei's time as a congressman. Others declined interviews outright or didn't respond to requests. Among those declining an interview was Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner, a prominent Democrat. She's previously been critical of the tone the campaign has taken this year. Onondaga County Executive Joni Mahoney, a Republican who rebelled against her own party twice to endorse Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo, is backing Katko in this race. She says she's not negative Maffei and has been able to work well with him.
He has lost campaigns and come back, so I think he understands probably better than most the difference between the politics and then actually doing the job.
Late in his first term as a congressman, Maffei told WRVO's Campbell Conversations being elected is one of his most surprising achievements.
You know, the son of a couple of social workers, of divorced parents and from Syracuse who went to Nottingham High School and now I'm a member of Congress. I mean, I still pinch myself.
I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.
And tomorrow, our Ellen Abbott will take a closer look at the Republican that's running against Dan Maffei, John Katko.